Smoking remains the leading cause of preventable death in the U.S. despite decades of public health efforts. But there's now intriguing research showing that psychedelics could provide a new tool to help smokers quit. NPR health correspondent Will Stone reports.
Recent attention and investment around psychedelics has mostly focused on depression and other mental health conditions. There's not as much out there on addiction. That's starting to change, though, with studies like this on smoking. A team at Johns Hopkins University randomly separated about 80 smokers into two groups. One got a nicotine patch, the other a single high dose of psilocybin, the active ingredient in magic mushrooms.
And we tracked people, in this case, up to 6 months later.
Matthew Johnson is a psychedelics researcher at Johns Hopkins. He led the study.
Essentially, we found extremely promising results for the single psilocybin session.
The psilocybin group had more than 6 times greater odds of staying off cigarettes than their counterparts who relied on nicotine. The results appear in the journal JAMA Network Open today. Similar to other psychedelic trials, they had help from facilitators, so they were comfortable and prepared.
They wear eye shades, and they're listening to music, and basically told to look inward and just sort of follow the experience where it may go.
Everyone in the trial also had considerable psychological support, 13 weeks of cognitive behavioral therapy. There was no placebo, meaning people knew they were getting the drug. Blinding is an ongoing challenge in psychedelic research for obvious reasons. Megan Piper says the findings will need to be replicated in a larger study.
But it's very promising and definitely something to promote future research.
Piper directs the University of Wisconsin Center for Tobacco Research and Intervention.
It's been 20 years since we've had a new medication to help people quit smoking. We need something novel, and this is definitely a novel approach.
She says currently the best approach is to combine medication and counseling. That leads to about a 20 to 30% success rate.
But that still means 70% of people are returning to smoking. And so how do we help those folks?
Unlike what's available to smokers now, psilocybin doesn't target nicotine receptors.
It's doing something kind of more fundamental.
That's Brian Barnett, an addiction psychiatrist at the Cleveland Clinic Lerner College of Medicine.
Changing the patient's perspective, maybe changing how they see themselves. They might not view themselves as a smoker anymore.
He suspects the talk therapy after the psilocybin was also crucial. Matthew Johnson at Hopkins is now analyzing brain imaging from his study. He also has federal dollars for a larger trial, but says this would eventually need investment from drug makers.
I'm just interested in this somehow getting to people. So I would encourage any company that wants to move this forward as a treatment.
If psilocybin gets approved for depression or other psychiatric conditions, he says that may pave the way for addiction treatment. Will Stone, NPR News.